Gobble, gobble. Time for this week's Piffles Podcast Food Fight of the Week.
Keep it in. Let's just go with it.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Thanksgiving is upon us here, and this is my favorite holiday. You can have your Christmas, your Easter. Thanksgiving is where it's at. And not just because we get football on Thanksgiving, but the food. Thanksgiving supper, there's nothing better. Your turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing.
Cabbage rolls.
No. We'll get to cabbage rolls in a minute.
Pierogies?
I mean,
that's not a thing in our house. We don't do pierogies.
You can take or leave pierogies with it, but
I think pierogies are better with sausage.
Yeah, it's an Eastern European thing, and I got a lot of it in my family.
Sausage and pierogies. Just give me that dish. That's a staple. That's cool. But Thanksgiving, turkey. So let's talk a couple of the dishes that you get with Thanksgiving. Turkey. So are you guys white meat, dark meat?
Dark. Well, both, but dark is better.
See, I deep fry a bird now, and because the knock on white meat compared to dark meat on roasted turkey is the white meat is a lot drier. So you need your gravy, you need your accoutrement to cranberry to make it easier to palate. Deep fried bird, you inject it, it's all juicy as hell. So I like both.
Okay. So I like both. I'm more of a dark meat myself. But
you fight people over the legs.
I don't anymore. That sister-in-law isn't really a part of the family anymore, so I don't have anybody to fight with. So is it now that it's just there and the two legs are mine?
That's just because you just want to look like a king,
right?
With your giant leg in your hand. And
that's why I want to go to Seattle and go to a Mariners game when King Felix is pitching, because they have the King's Court the and they pass around turkey legs. It's amazing. Everybody takes a bite out of a turkey leg and keeps passing it. Super weird and gross, but looks amazing.
They share a turkey leg?
I think so, yeah. They pass it down the rows. Yeah. Gross, right? But I like both white meat and dark meat. I prefer white meat the day after in the leftovers on the turkey sandwiches, even though it's a little bit drier.
Oh, because you got your mayo in there and your extra dressing or stuffing, whatever, just to really get that bite to it. Yeah, I agree with you.
And for turkey sandwiches, do you put like the dressing
and
the stuffing
I
on top of that?
Of course I do.
Cranberry sauce.
I'm not a cranberry fan. I can do without the cranberry.
Nobody around the table.
You don't need to add fruit to my Thanksgiving meal.
Here's what I don't understand. Who puts jam on meat? It doesn't make sense. That's like putting raspberry jam on a roast beef. That just is stupid.
We have both those things in our fridge.
I blame the Brits, honestly.
Is that a British thing?
Yes.
They're weird over there.
I mean, I make really good cranberry sauce because my brother whines and complains if everything isn't made from scratch.
Is this like the mushroom soup thing again? You make food you won't eat?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. I mean, I'll at least taste the cranberry sauce and it tastes really good. Cranberries, a little bit of sugar, orange zest, orange juice, a little bit of water, cook it down, smash it. I mean, it tastes good, but I don't understand it on meat. I don't get it.
Cranberry sauce is boring. I'm just not a fan. But so you have turkey sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I heard today somebody at work, they'll remain nameless. They said you have your turkey, your salt and pepper, and then ketchup.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Ketchup.
Ketchup belongs nowhere near any
on
poultry.
Turkey.
Any poultry. Chicken, duck, turkey, pheasant. No. Turkey, no ketchup on anything poultry.
What if it's a poultry hot dog? Is that a thing?
I'm sure there's chicken dogs. I'm sure there's turkey dogs. Hell, there's turkey bacon. But no, I still couldn't.
To me, turkey sandwiches, you put your mayo or butter on the bun.
Mm-hmm.
Either one is
Agreed.
Fine. I'm okay with either one. Your turkey, your salt and pepper, absolutely.
Definitely.
But a condiment, if you're going to put it on it, it's mustard. Has to be mustard.
I still wouldn't do that.
Mustard on turkey sandwiches is a staple. Like, that's gotta happen. It's so good.
I don't even know what I put on a turkey sandwich now that I'm thinking about it, but it sure as hell isn't ketchup.
Maybe a slice of cheese in there too, just because I love cheese, and cheese can go on literally everything and be fantastic. But ketchup, super weird to me.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
Okay. Stuffing.
Gross.
The absolute best part
Gross.
Of the Thanksgiving meal.
No.
Stuffing, give dressing, me whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The saltier, the better.
Yep.
Pour some gravy on it, too.
The crispier, the better, too.
No, do you know why it's disgusting? Because it's dried out old bread that's been sitting on the counter for Lord knows how long. You save all the crusts from your bread, you cut them up and put them in a bread bag in the pantry, and let them dry out, and then they're old and stale, and you mix it up with onions and celery and other kinds of seasoning.
Yeah, and the spices. That's what makes it.
Pour whatever. I've been having a fight on Twitter with Deb and Reese. Whatever you pour on it to rehydrate the old, stale, dry, crusty bread, and then you shove it in a bird and cook it. Now it's old, stale, soggy, meat-flavored bread.
Yeah.
The best kind.
Yeah.
Nothing about that sounds good to me.
I don't know. I could really go for some. Yeah,
I want some now. Thank you.
What about you make that. What about the stovetop stuff? A lot of people hate stovetop.
It's all gross.
No,
it's not that bad. I mean, it smells good.
Just boil me some water, pour the stovetop stuff in a bowl, and mix it up,
mm-hmm.
and I could just sit there and eat it out of the bowl.
Would you like me to make you guys some stovetop stuff?
That would be lovely.
Do you have some?
Actually, yeah.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, there is. It's actually old from last Thanksgiving, so it'll
I don't think it goes bad. It goes bad.
Perfect.
It's dried, stale bread. It's fine.
Add a little hydrant to it.
That would go great with our Churchill Brewery
probably
beers right now, I think.
No, stuffing is disgusting. Another thing that I make well, I think, maybe, I've never had any complaints about it. I make it, and I will not eat it. Gross.
Delicious.
Do you like bread pudding?
I don't mind it.
That's the same thing. It's just stale, soggy bread.
If anything, watching the Food Network has taught me, anyone can make a bread pudding.
Okay, and so we all agree, mashed potatoes, right?
Yes.
Can't go wrong with that.
No.
Gotta have corn in there,
You
too.
Can screw up mashed potatoes.
You absolutely can screw it up. If it's too lumpy, if it's not creamy enough, like, you can make bad mashed potatoes.
I don't.
But again, you just throw some gravy on it, and you're golden. Again, turkey, put the gravy on it. Stuffing, dressing, put the gravy on it. And the mashed potatoes, put the gravy on it. And the carrots, too. The cooked carrots that you
take out. Just gravy on everything. Yeah. Basically, you just take your plate of food and just go do this with the gravy.
Do this. Everybody can...
Yeah, yeah. I forgot. We're an audio medium. You basically take the gravy, you pour it on everything. There you go.
Just dip the whole plate in the gravy and lift it out.
This should be a video podcast, Emma.
No.
And cabbage rolls.
Greater sign turkey.
No, they're not. They're not greater than anything.
They're not greater than turkey.
Hot take. Right there.
No.
Yes.
Wrong take.
Cabbage rolls are not good.
You're not
average,
good.
They're average at
okay,
best.
Okay, to start a rant like you. So what you do is you take hamburger and rice, and then you wrap it in
a cabbage leaf.
In this cabbage leaf. It doesn't taste good to begin with. And then you cook it in, like, day-old tomato sauce that's been sitting on a shelf somewhere. And then, hey, look, we got hamburger and rice that's dog food wrapped in a good cabbage leaf and eat it. Like, that...
Yeah, but my description of stuffing / dressing is exactly right.
So is mine.
I'm literally feeding
my dog hamburger and rice right now mixed together. So basically, we're going to take his food.
Well, you have a lucky dog then.
He can't handle kibble anymore. He's old. But I digress. So yeah, basically, we're taking my dog food, jamming in a cabbage leaf, and cooking it in like tomato soup. Congratulations, or you got a cabbage roll.
Well, first of all, you don't cook cabbage rolls in tomato soup. That's gross. Cook it in salsa and tomato sauce. Campbell's tomato soup is garbage.
Well, we could talk about soup again.
Well, there goes our licensing agreement with Campbell's. Thanks.
But really, tomato soup...
I would rather...
The only thing tomato soup is good for is to pair with grilled cheese sandwiches. That's the only thing tomato soup is good for.
Yeah.
Not cabbage rolls.
That's fair.
Cabbage rolls.
But I would rather have cabbage rolls.
Not that I hate cabbage rolls. I don't hate cabbage rolls. They're just not good. They're overrated.
They're overrated.
They're the girl guide cookies.
I was waiting for her to go to your
food world.
Your blank. Next shirt, just your blank, Amy.
Insert insult here. Yeah. They're not, no. I would rather have cabbage rolls on Thanksgiving than turkey. I just make the turkey to make everybody else happy.
Good. More turkey for me. And more cabbage rolls for you then.
Except nobody has cabbage rolls. My mom didn't make any this year, so I have to suffer.
Mom's a smart lady sometimes. Sucker. I must say, I gotta give a shout out to Ferlin, formerly of the Pivots podcast here. He ate 3.5 cabbage rolls before we played floor hockey the other night.
Did he throw up?
No, actually, Steve did, and that's why Steve's not here tonight. Ferlin powered through and ended up getting, I think he got a hat trick in the game, too. So I guess one goal for every cabbage roll.
We know what his pregame meal from now on is.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad that I didn't eat 3.5 cabbage rolls.
Is that a lot in one sitting? I don't know. I don't eat cabbage rolls.
Depends if you're having anything else with them and how big they are. Because you can get, like, the big cabbage leaves that and the cabbage rolls are, like, this big. And I know
people can see everybody's, this big.
Like, a can of soda or Churchill beer.
Okay.
Would be a great example. Or you can get, like, the little tiny ones. There's different kinds of cabbage rolls. There's ones that are just made with rice, and those are garbage. I think those are Ukrainian cabbage rolls.
Ooh, you're gonna upset a lot of people saying that.
Sorry, not sorry.
Jeez, at least I just don't like all cabbage rolls.
No, I don't like the ones with rice and sour cabbage. Those are gross. The ones that my mom makes and my grandma used to make, those are great. Ground beef, rice, and a sweet cabbage leaf.
And that's it.
I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Don't ask her for the recipe, because she just puts shit in a bowl and mixes it.
That's where you learned it from.
Until it tastes good. Yeah.
Is Thanksgiving the best holiday for food? Better than Christmas?
Well, yeah.
Christmas has bacon added onto it, though.
You make the same thing at Christmas, though.
But there's more, like, baking and extra sides, I find, to Christmas.
There's definitely more of the dainties and the sugar with Christmas than there is with Thanksgiving.
So the reason I like Thanksgiving better is because you still get to have time with family, but there's no pressure of gift giving. And you still get a great meal and time with family.
What about ham? Is ham ever acceptable for
something
like this? Because a lot of people have ham. Ham is like a
Sunday dinner meal.
But I like ham, and I think it's great if you get a big one. Preferably not bone-in. I don't like bone-in ham.
We always do turkey and ham.
See, both. I like that combination.
We do turkey and ham because when you deep fry a bird, you can only make it so big. Because you can't, depending on the size of your pot, and most pots don't allow you anything bigger than 14-pound bird. So it's usually good to have a second protein. Which is good, because that means you get club sandwiches for, like, the following week.
I heard that it's only good in the fridge for, like, the turkey leftovers. It's only good for, like, 2 days.
Does it last that long?
Yeah. Well, when there's only two of you. Yeah. Sometimes it does. But, no, not normally. But, I mean, you can put it in the freezer, sure. But, no. And turkey sandwiches for the next week? That might be the best part.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Leftovers are 100%. The best part of Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I think we're actually in agreement on a lot of things on Thanksgiving, right?
Yep. Cabbage rolls, greater sign, turkey.
No. Okay.
Stuffing is garbage.
Turns out we're not in agreement.
And cranberry sauce is useless.
Okay, so we all agree that cranberry sauce
is garbage.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm thankful for the turkey that we're going to eat on Thanksgiving Sunday.
Oh, the little baby one.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Samesies.
So, happy Thanksgiving out there, everybody. And thanks for listening to the Pivotal's podcast.